This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3254 for Thursday the 21st of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, The Markdown Editor Retext. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 25 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I cover the Markdown Editor Retext. I found this useful when creating show notes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making the service available to us all on these here intertubes. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. So why don't you pick up a microphone, an MP3 player, a phone, a computer if you've got one, a laptop, a tablet, an earbud, and hit record on your device and send in a show. They've gone to a lot of effort to make the whole process streamlined, so, you know, it's if we all contributed, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. You might even enjoy it. Anywho, well, it's just for context, it's the 1st of January, so Happy New Year, and may your lum always leak. Reek, not leak. So anyway, a few days till I'm back at the dreaded slate, so I've still got a wee bit of time on my hands, so I thought I'd pull together another show. And I thought about it because I was actually had just recently recorded another show, and I was thinking of some of the process of how I go about doing this, and it's changed slightly recently because what I tended to do was I would write up my show notes. Sometimes I would be all prepared and I'd have my show notes written, or in this case I'd have almost no show notes and just off the cuff, but you know, I'd still pull the show notes together at some point, and invariably I would do that just in LibreOffice sort of thing, you know, and just batter it in and whatnot. And I heavily rely on the spell checking and such like, because I'm terrible with spelling and grammar, so so that's very useful. But myself and Dave Morris had a chat a while back on HPR 1832. Sorry, it was 3167. HPR 3167 it was, sorry. And we were talking about sending in show notes and whatnot. And he mentioned in his show notes, he's given what HPR prefers. And processing HPR show notes, he says, experiences HTML preferred but needs to be high quality. So, you know, I've done a tiny bit of dabbling with HTML, but it's been so long ago, sure I'd make lots of mistakes with that. Next preferable option, Markdown, if well formatted. This is the easiest to deal with, so I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then finally, plain text, that gets converted to Markdown by volunteers. So somebody has to process that that text. I always assumed that, you know, if you use text, I guess plain text, if it's is better than badly formatted HTML or Markdown, particularly HTML, I would imagine, because the scripting that is done behind the scenes all goes wonky, basically, if it's not done correctly. So I was always a bit nervous about sending in HTML, and for some reason I never thought about Markdown. And David said that, because I'd say to him, well, you know, maybe you could point to a website where you could get, you could pop in some Markdown and see how it looks, and then that way you could create your Markdown and send it in. But then he told me about a tool called Retext, R-E-T-E-X-T, and I had never heard of this before. And it's a standalone program that you can install on Linux. I don't know if there's a Windows version for it. I've just had a wee look at the website for Retext, and it says to install Retext, make sure that you have Python 3.6 or later installed, and run pip space install space Retext. By default, it installs system wide. Pass dash dash user for installing into the user's home directory. You can also manually download the tarball from PYPL, as a link here. Retext requires the following Python modules to run. Pip will install them automatically. So it's PyQt5, 5.6 or later, and Markups 2.0 or later. They also say we recommend Markdown for Markdown support, DocuTils for restructured text support, and PyEnchant for spell checking support. So yeah, that's information from the official website. I'm running Ubuntu here, so that's what I'm doing anyway. It's in the repo, and I think the current version is 7.01. So the latest version, as of the 1st of January, is 7.1.0. But in the repository for Ubuntu, it's 7.01, so it's not the very latest, but good enough, it's fine. So Retext is a Markdown editor sort of thing. So basically, I had copied the text from from LibreOffice, and pasted it into the Retext and worked on it there.
When I
first opened it up, it wasn't doing spell checking for me. And if you go certainly for UK, I went to the edit menu, and then I went to spell check, and then I hit select locale, and it said enter locale name. Now, example EN_US for US, obviously. So I for myself, I just put EN_GB and set it as default, and then started checking spell checking one of myself. So that's good. That's very useful. Whether I'll dispense with LibreOffice, I'm not sure. I might just do everything in Retext. But when you open up, you get a single window. And you can put your Markdown in the window, and flip between the Markdown and how it will actually look by pushing the preview button. Did I actually explain what Markdown is? Do people know what Markdown is? What does Wikipedia say for Markdown? Markdown is a lightweight markup language for creating formatted text using a plain text editor. John Gruber and Aaron Swartz created Markdown in 2004 as a markup language that is appealing to the human users in its source form. Markdown is widely used in blogging, instant messaging, online forums, collaboration software, document pages, and even README files. Markdown is the predominant markup language of Microsoft Docs website. If you go to the help menu in Retext and click on about Retext, there's a link that says Markdown syntax, and that takes you to the website daringfireball.net, which tells you all about Markdown. And it says, Markdown is a text to HTML conversion tool for web writers. Markdown allows you to write using an easy-to-read, easy-to-write plain text format, then convert it to structured, valid XHTML or HTML. So you can see why that appeals to the HPR people behind the scenes, such as our Dave Morris, because it greatly simplifies turning the text into HTML. In this site, it gives you examples of all the different formats and stuff. But I mean, as I say, how I started using it, as I created my text, just battered it down on in LibreOffice. You know, if it was a heading, I'd make it bold and underline or whatever, just so that I could think about structuring the document, just without thinking too much about the, because even thinking about Markdown, which is very simple, can maybe, until you're used to it, maybe stifle the flow slightly. And then you just paste it into the main window, and then you can add your formatting yourself. So you think, oh, that's a heading. So if I, for example, type this as a heading into the main window, and I highlight it, and there's a formatting button on the toolbar, I push that and I click header, then it puts a hash at the beginning of this as a heading. And if I hit the preview button, it gives you a nice big heading, this as a heading. Put another bit of text below that, this is not a heading. It's very basic stuff, this. Hit the preview button, and it isn't a heading because you haven't prepended it with a hash. Now you can get different levels of heading by having more hashes. So, for example, one hash at the beginning of the line is the biggest heading you can get. So if I put two hashes here, so you can just type it in rather than using the formatting button, because I don't think that gives you the options for multiple levels of heading, and it's become bold as well. And when I hit the preview, when it's a heading, or I don't know if it does other things, but when it's a heading, it does turn it bold, so you can see where your headings are within the actual Markdown before you even go to the preview. So when I hit the preview button, there you go, I've got a bold, large font saying this is a heading, and the line below it, which has two hashes beside it, now says this is not a heading, but it is actually a heading. What I should say, this is heading one, I should say, and the next one should say this is heading two, I suppose. This is heading two. Now let's put another line and put three hashes after it. One, two, three. This is heading, I should say, level three. So heading one is the biggest, heading two is smaller, heading three is smaller still. So that's how you do headings. And of course, the way when you're looking at Markdown, you can kind of look at the text, say, oh, I see what it's doing, I can just do it myself without actually pushing the button. Sometimes it's easier just to copy and paste the text to format it rather than actually pushing the button. So for example, this is bold. So bold, if I highlight that and push the formatting button and click on bold, it puts two asterisks at the beginning of this is bold and two asterisks at the end of this is bold. And when I hit the preview button, it's bold. So what else have we got? Italics? I wonder what italics is. Italics, how do you do italics? Push that. Oh, it's a single asterisk either side, apparently, for italics. And actually, even in the retext main window, it still shows it as italics with the asterisks on it. But when you hit the preview button, it formats it as it would finally look. Nice wee touches seeing that. So you can kind of get an idea of what it's doing, even with the the tags or whatever you call these characters either side, basically. You can still tell that it's italics, basically. Right, bullet. What's a bullet? What does that look like? It looks like it puts one, two, three spaces and then an asterisk. And that's how a bullet is done by the look of it. And when I go to preview, yeah, that's how you do a bullet. You can flip between the preview and the plain text, or the markdown, I should say. But there's also, if you've got a nice widescreen monitor, you can also, there's a wee arrow next to the preview button, and there's a thing called live preview, which is also Control L, and that gives you your two panes, so you can actually see how it's going to look live as you type. You can also add symbols, degrees, divide, dollar. There's a whole slew of them. Minus. There's a whole slew of these things, symbols that you can add. And as I say, once you click on that, it'll put the text that's required, and you can say, oh, I see what it means. For example, a degree is an ampersand DEG. So if you say 23 ampersand DEG, then you get 23 and a wee degree symbol, for example. I'm just thinking, is there anything else about retext? So looking at you've got the help menu, which get help online. I don't think that worked actually when I clicked on that. I can't remember. And there's about retext, which tells you the version. Simple but powerful editor for markdown and restructured text, author by Dmitry Sashnev, 2011 to 2017. And then below it, three links, one to the website, one to markdown syntax, and finally one to restructured text syntax. And then you've also got, there's also about Qt in there actually, if you're interested. In the edit menu, you've got undo, redo, cut, copy, paste, spell check, which I mentioned, find text, change editor font, change preview font, not bored messing with any of that. Default markup is markdown, and that's what I'm using. And if you're using it for HPR, then I'd imagine that's how you'd leave it. Formatting, bold, italics, underline, control B, control I, control U. That's a kind of shortcut, I guess. And there's various other options. I'm maybe not going to go through them all here. There's maybe too many. Preferences, automatically save documents. Automatically open last document on startup, restore window geometry, use live preview by default, open external links in retext window, because as it stands, if you click on a link, it'll open it in your web browser. Markdown syntax extensions, comma, separated. Yeah, so I think there's extensions you can add to that. I don't know, I haven't looked into any of that, because it's sufficient really for HPR. I'd generally use bullets and bold and italics and headings, and there's not much else really. Enable synchronized scrolling for markdown, that's ticked. Highlight current line, that could be handy, I haven't got that ticked. Show line numbers, that's not ticked either. Tab key inserts spaces, that was ticked. Tabular width 4, draw vertical line at column 0. Icon theme name, style sheet file none, and that's all your preferences basically. You've got a full screen mode that help you if you've got a small screen, or to help your flow so you don't get distracted with the stuff around about you, I guess really. Finally, the file menu, you've got new, open recently, show directory, that could be interesting, save as, next tab, previous tab, yeah, because you can have open. You can open multiple documents and tabs. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. Export is HTML. Export is ODT. Export is PDF. Wow. Ooh, let's try exporting as PDF. Just for the fun of it. Name, and I'll give it to retext dot PDF. Okay, let's see that. I assume that worked. Print preview, and quit. So, if I go to my file manager, well, there we go, retext.pdf. Click on that. Oh, it worked, look at that. That's quite neat. And it also can generate HTML as well, and so that's quite nice. It's a really nice, handy tool to very easily format your show notes before sending it into HPR. Really handy. I just didn't know it existed. I had a wee search. Of course, I'm doing this all out of order. I had a wee search at the beginning before I started this to see if Retext was mentioned in HPR and if somebody had already covered this, because you got to watch that. Not that there's a problem in doing it a second time, but since this was kind of rushed and pulled together quickly, if it had been, there's a very good chance it would have been done much more thoroughly. So I wouldn't have done it if somebody else had previously done it. Sorry, Ken. Anyway, when I did a wee search on HPR site, and the only two references to Retext, there was a reference to it from show 1832 by B. Easy, an excellent show about Pandoc and how he uses Markdown. So he mentions that he also uses Retext as a tool he also uses. And of course, the episode that me and Dave did, episode HPR 3167, I can't remember what the title of that one was. I'll include the links to it in my show notes, which I will prepare using Retext. So some final thoughts after actually finishing the recording and creating my show notes. Using Retext, of course. I found that using Retext kind of disciplines me to, and I put more thoughtful. I put more titles in. I guess the beauty is that you actually see that it's just piles of paragraphs and without meaningful headings or titles, it doesn't make a lot of sense or doesn't look awfully great, you know. So that, I guess that's the beauty, because in my original LibreOffice version I didn't have some of these headings. It also helped me to create meaningful descriptions for links, you know, for internet links, and which hopefully helps accessibility for visually impaired. I do remember Ken and Dave talking on multiple occasions about having descriptions for links, and I always thought, yeah, that's a good idea, but invariably if you did it in LibreOffice, I would just say see link below or something like that, and then I'd have the text, and then I don't know how the volunteer would interpret that, but you see how confusing that looks on the page. So it makes it very easy to actually write some words about what the link is, highlight it, hit the link button, and then thoughtfully they put after the description they put in brackets URL. So that's a prompt for you to just stick the URL in the second part, and then of course when it's formatted, you have lovely descriptive links with a URL embedded. So that's very useful. I actually found out also that last I was using Retext in dual panel mode, dual pane mode, live preview it was called, where you can see the markdown version and final version side by side. It was really quite useful, and although I don't have a widescreen monitor, it was more than wide enough to cater for it, so that's well worth doing. I'll probably use it a bit more. Maybe when you're first starting, you can just bat it down on one pane, and then as you're finalising it, use a dual pane. And maybe that's the way I did it anyway. So of course, I ended up with a better, more polished. I think I ended up with better, more polished show notes that hopefully needs fewer input from the band of HPR volunteers working behind the scenes. So, I think it's well worth giving a go. Show notes are are not that arduous, you know, and a show with no show notes is far better than no show at all. So don't feel that you can't produce a show if you don't produce show notes. HBR will accept any show without show notes. So don't feel you have to, but it's obviously beneficial. And retext, well, it just makes it so much easier. It's easier for yourself and easier for the volunteers behind the scenes. So if you're going to be pulling some show notes together for HBR, why don't you give it a go? You might find it quite useful. Is that enough blethering? I think it probably is. I hope it didn't ramble, and I hope it made a bit of sense, and I think that's about it. So finally, if you want to contact me, you can contact me at mrx@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.